Furchtbare Herzlichkeit, Nemo Maria. We enter into your presence to share back you. We come before you with ablutions of praises. And total unto our Abba for all things. For it is the excellence of your strength, the power and fullness, the revelation of Torah, the Yoshua the Lamb. We bow in your presence. We acknowledge your greatness and your exceedingly excellent power. We do realize that there is no salvation given in no other name, but in the name of Yah. For assurance is in Yeshua, Yashak of Almighty Yahweh. So as we bow in your presence, to our Abba, to esteem you mightily, and to lift up your excellent name. We know that you are in the midst of Israel. You are very present help in the time of trouble. And trouble is besieging the land all about. Israel is perplexed. Much doubt. Not knowing which way to turn. But we turn on to you, Yah. David declared, he look unto the hill, the mountain of Yah, from where his help comes from. You realize that his help comes from Yah Almighty. So we need your help tonight. We do need your strength and your deliverance, your assurance, your health, the wealth of our Abba. Our brothers and sisters scattered in many nations of the world, Israelites, we do pray for them. We do lift them up before you, Yah, that you would heal them and bless them with bread. As we do those that are here, Yah, the brothers that are still laboring and out, we ask your safety upon them in Yeshua's mighty name. For the weather's inclement. Tremendously warm, Yah. We told you for all things. What I consider those in Bangladesh tonight, India, throughout many provinces, whereby the temperature is constant, 110, 115, 120 degrees, many areas. And the monsoon season is upon them. For their shacks are flooded out. Nowhere to lay their heads. Millions upon millions are displaced. The waters, 6-10 feet in the street. The feces. Diseases born in the waters. Sickness among the people. Death everywhere. The stench of death. I will not, Almighty Yah, question your judgment upon this nation and the nations of the world. But I shall esteem you, for you are mighty. You will do all things according to your counsel. Bless you for the heat. Bless you for the rain. Bless you for life. And total Yah for death. For all things are in your hand. You control life, death, and every situation. I do pray for the Israelite brothers and sisters. That you would feed them in the midst of this chaotic mess today in the world. Help them, Yah. And sustain them. The battles are tremendous, but we do trust you. Touch Brother Dolphus this evening, the battles, the headaches. Heal him, I pray. We pray that prayer of Imuna with confidence. Touch Brother James and all the brothers, we do ask, the sisters. In Yahshua's mighty name, we do barak you. We esteem you. We exalt you and lift you up highly. And the might of Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But we do bow to the presence this Wednesday, scripture truth above. We do pray that every word will be seasoned. Your modern servant will speak with inspiration, with truth, and without compromising at all. That every word will be from the bosom of our Abba. Strengthen Israel. Everyone that is listening, Israel, at the live stream. And those that will hear this teaching message, in whatever form they hear it, we ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. We trust you for the Teshua. Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, Yabrakil. And so do I. Shalom. You may be seated. For what an excellent time that it is. We may come before the presence of our Abba. To bow in the presence of Yah. And the spirit, the Ruah of Yahshua HaMashiach. For we know that in Yahshua, we found the promises of our Abba, and we delight in that. And I certainly do delight for the fullness of His Eshia, the blessings of Yah, for His strength multiplied in me, for His health and His wealth rest upon me. That my mind has some sense of stability, that I am in reasonable health, that my body will function according to my Ruah. That I can literally lift up high praises and accolades of oblation unto Yah. I watched an old man the other day. You could tell, I could tell that his motor skills are beginning to be lost. I could sense that in his movements. The way he looked. And my heart was overwhelmed by my Abba. That this is a day that he has granted unto me. And I can call upon him. And the power of Yahshua. And he will answer. And I believe that. We're living in a time and a season whereby unless you know the power of Almighty Yahweh, you're not going to overcome the opposition that is against us. For every power of hell is opposed unto Yah. For the enemy rages in all of his wickedness to try to overthrow the very power and the person of Yahshua, for he is the power of our Abba. Without him we have no sustaining power. We have no ability to overcome nor to endure. I bless you all today. It's wonderful to see all the people of Yah. I delight in that. I don't know about you, but I do. I delight in the fellowship of the Israelite brothers. I do. I delight in the fellowship of the true Israelite daughters of Israel, those of Tizayan. And that is those that have a pure desire to please Him. And you can see that resonating from their character. For their character is based upon the truth, the Emet of Almighty Yah. And I bless him for that. And I want to walk in the character, the strength of Yahshua, that I may do all things to please Almighty Yah. That is why I will toda. For that expression is much more profound than thankful. I will toda. I will bow before my Abba. For I will consider him in all things. For this day he has granted unto me. And there are many that did not make it until this hour. He has given me health. This is a foolish, wicked generation. You know, I said to one, there was a brother that wrote me from England. I do want to read his letter. But I said to one, it is amazing that I go all the way to Atlanta. And the people that were there, they were from South Carolina. They flew all the way from New York, from Florida, from Texas. And yet, few from Atlanta even showed up. This is a wicked generation that Yah is going to save Yisrael. He is not saving your corrupt sons and daughters. He's saving the seed of his election according to his sovereign power. Hallelujah. That is who he's going to save and no one else. I want to touch on something tonight. And the reason that I want to touch on this because I was talking with Deacon Benny the other day. And he made a statement to me. He said to me that Lil Aharon said to his Avat, he was talking to him and he said to him, Avat, he said, you don't call me son anymore. I don't hear you calling me son like you used to. He said, I like you calling me son because I like that. Now, I know we don't understand what I just said, because this is a foolish, ignorant generation. And when he told me that yesterday, I began to ponder that. What is the implication of that? Well, what Brother Sean was doing with his son, it was simply a salutation. That's what it is. That is why when one says, Yah barak you, or I barak you, it is more than just an Arabic expression. And what he says to this lad's son, it imparts the wealth of his heritage from his avat. It imparts into the lad his identity. It imparts into him his riches. It builds the character of the riches of a young lad because there is a salutation. And a salutation is very vital and it is important. And so when I heard that, I began to search scripture. I always search scripture when I hear things, because I want to understand the value and the importance of that. And so in this little mind that we think is not articulate, he says that to his avat, I like when you call me son, because it resonates something from me. I simply like it, avat, and you haven't shown me a salutation in a while. And what a salutation is, it is simply barak, barak. I barak you. I honor you. And he honored him as his son. And he did not understand the expression of that. But the ruah, the spirit, made alive the heritage or the connection in the lad. That's why we have a generation that cannot barak, cannot speak salutation. I said to one of our brothers one day, it is one thing that you can pass Brother Yosef. I don't care where you pass him, how many times. Yabrak you. Shalom. He constantly does that. And I said to a brother one day, because he is constant, he never salute the brothers. There's no salutation. So I pulled him aside and I said, brother, I want to tell you something. I said, that is not normal not to have a salutation. It is abnormal. I will show you in scripture now. I will show you. This is not my opinion. This is what the book says. So I say to the brother, something is wrong when there is no salutation offered unto the brothers. And there ought to be a salutation. There's a place in scripture where scripture shows us the results of one that is not able to offer a salutation. It shows you their spirit. I want to read that first, all right? It says here in 1 Samuel. I want you to turn there. This is not my opinion. This is the writing in the book. It is not normal. You understand that that child understood with his avat, that's not normal. For you not to bring salutations unto me. For you not to barak me. For you not to honor me, for you not to esteem me, for you not to bless me, for you not to consider me, he said to his avat, that is not normal. One can never go to a job without a salutation. When those that are superior over you or those that are in positions, you will go out of your way to make a salutation. Because it's a sign of honor. And it's a spirit that is corrupt when you enter into a house or into a place and there is no salutation. Something is twisted in your mind. You're actually foolish. How do you know? Look at what this says. In 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 14. Do we understand the incident or the occasion here? It's talking about David when he began to deal with Nabal. It says this in 1 Samuel 25:14. Hear this carefully. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, look, I want you to understand, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute, to barak your master, to intrigue him, to honor him, to speak unto him. And this is what it says, and he rail, actually the Arabic is he eat. He rail on them. He shirk. He said, oh, okay, that's all right. Well, we know his name is a fool. And Nabal was a fool. And so anytime you bring a salutation to one, and they skirt that, or they shirk it, or it is a foolish mind. It is a corrupt. Do you all hear me? That is the sad part, that we're in these corrupt little shells, that there is no salutation. And the scripture commands us that there be a saluting. And above all, it tells us our spiritual leaders make sure we salute them. Well, Pastor Roberts, you don't salute us. I salute you every morning in the dining hall. Well, if you see my wife in me, no, I will salute the man. Hallelujah. In saluting the man, the head, I salute the wife. Well, you see our sisters, no, but when I see the brothers, I salute them. Hallelujah. And so Nabal, he did not have the common wisdom of Yah, nor the Ru'ah, to bring a salutation to say unto them, Vim brak you, Yah the brak, Yah blesses you. The honor of Yah is upon you. A fool cannot comprehend that. The things of Yah, they're too high for a fool. And a fool cannot comprehend the simplicity of the things of Yah. So he brings before us a little child. Yahshua sent a child in the midst, did he not? And the child says to his avatar, Daddy, I like it when you say son. And I miss you saying son. I want you to say son to me. My. Simply a salutation. It is almost like husbands and wives getting up in the morning and there is no salutation. There is no shalom, barak. That is a sick mentality. That is a Nabal spirit. And so Nabal, he railed. Now don't tell me what the word means because I know what it means. I understand the Arabic implication of it. I understand his position. You don't study enough to tell me that. All right? Hallelujah. You do not engage yourself in the book the way I do. And so I'm here to correct every ill, every foolishness in Israel. You're foolish. When a child understands the value of a salutation and you ignorant jackass adults, I don't care if you don't like it. I speak to you personally. Cannot receive the word of Yah. You're sick in your mind. And because he rejected the salutation, he rejected the salutations of the blessed one sent by David, that he died. And that's why there are many that are dead spiritually. You see no life in them. Something is twisted in you, man, when you cannot salute your brothers or the fellowship of the Israelite brothers. Sister, something is twisted in you. And you're a jackass of a fool if you think it's not. You're ignorant. You're past that. But you have no sensitivity to the things of Yah. I don't care what your emotional position is. The salutation of Yah is to bring the honor of Yah upon one. Hallelujah. And there are husbands and wives that literally get up and have no salutation before each other. Something is, that's sickening. That is a twisted mindset. I tell you, if you do not know how to salute one another, you don't know how to salute a wife or brother or sister or even your husband. You cannot do it. You cannot. And I tell you that because you all notice I've stopped the little children from praying. Now, the ones that I had up here, I had no problem with them, really. I stopped them all because there was one that came. And the way the mother is, so is the daughter. I don't care what y'all say. It is a dismal damn of a shame. I was reading an article on Miss Obama, Barack Obama's wife. The woman arises at 4:30 a.m. every morning. She has two children. She takes care of them. And you look at the children, there's a discipline about them that is just beautiful. And the daughters of Zion, you all are lazy as hell. You have no disciplinary actions in your spirit. And there was one that when she began to come, the little one, I know how little children are. I was sitting back at time because the attitude was wrong. Even the way that the child interact with the others, hitting and fighting, I said, you're not going to do this. And that's the way we are. We learn that from those that have power over us because you haven't learned that from me. And it's sad. As the mother, so is the daughter. What the husband man does, he enforces the Torah of life in his home. The wife, she causes the Torah of life to spread in her home. And when the husband man comes in, he strengthens that. It is not even found among the people of Yah. A putrefied, weak people. No strength at all. It is a damnable, dismal shame. And when I read the article, I was very impressed with her. I really was. She's not a physically attractive woman, but her spirit is so attractive. I like that. Elder Martin, I want to show you something. I'm going to finish my message. We were there in Walmart on Sunday as we began to come home. We stopped. We purchased some cheap watches. Here's $5, mine $7. I like cheap watches. And there was a young lady there at the counter. And I like to talk to people. And so we began to engage in a conversation. I said to her, we began to talk. I said, do you have a baby? She said, no. I said, how old are you? She says, I'm 19. She said, you know, she said to me, she said that it's strange that you ask that question. Because when I was in school, a junior, the recruiting officers from the military and different schools were there. And there's one thing that the recruiting officer asked me. He asked me, do you have a child? And I said to him, no, why do you ask me that question? He said, because look around you. And she said, it really dawned on her, out of all the girls, juniors and seniors, there were only a few that were not pregnant or had not had children. So I said to her, how are you able to avoid that? She says, my mother. I said, well, the last time you hugged my mother, she said, last night. I said, what did you do? She said, I grabbed my mother by the neck. And I said, mother, I bless you. Thank you. And I kiss my mother. I said, what did she say to you that caused you not to engage in the certain activities? And she began to explain that to me. She was not as far in the physical sense an attractive young lady. But she was attractive in her ru'ah. She was. And so when she saw her mother, she put her salutation, mother. She kissed her on her neck. I said, how often you do that? She says to me, I do that all the time. I salute my mother. I kiss her. And I tell her I love her because it has been the things that she has spoken unto me that has shaped my character and has brought about the disciplinary traits in my life that they will work anywhere in life for that young woman. They will work. They truly will. And so what Yah says to us as this last says to his Avat, I love when you bring salutations unto me. Is that vital for the assembly? Sure it is. It says this in Hebrews. Turn that quickly. Hebrews 13:24. It says this. Hebrews 13:24. Jahu says, he says, salute all of them that have the rule over you. Or he is implying, salute all your spiritual leaders, and all the Israelites, Ushams, and the Israelites that are of Italy, salute, they barak you, they send salutations unto you, they send greetings unto you, they barak you, and he said, those that are spiritual and those that have the ability to instruct you in the disciplines of Yah, he says unto us, he said, let there be salutation. Salute them. Barak them. Barak you, my sister. Shalom, my brother. For the peace, the fullness and the riches of Yah rest upon you. But we are such a corrupt generation, we don't even feel like doing that, do we? Something is sadly wrong with you. You're sad. You're pitiful. You're juvenile. You're immature. Hallelujah. And you will say, someone else knows you, my friend. You know, it's one thing when I go out to the gardens in the morning, I may be the last one, but it's one thing that I would bring a salutation. And I don't want the brothers saluting me without where I can hear them. And they know that. I will say to my brothers, shalom. Shalom, brothers. Shalom, Brother Pat. Shalom, Deacon Honeycutt. Oh, I may run into them different at different stages. But what I do, I will speak shalom. Now, don't respond back to me under your breath. Because I will say, brother, did you not hear me? Oh, I spoke, Pastor Robert. No, you speak where I can hear you. Brock you, my brother. Brock you, my pastor. Brock you, my brother. What's wrong with that? You're a sick creature. You have the ruah of Nabal. For Nabal would not salute the messengers of Yah's anointed one. And God, we was the anointed one of Israel that Yah had commanded. He had elected and chosen him. And salutation is important in our lives. Hamashiach commands us to do it. He commands us whatever house we enter, whatever place we enter, wherever we go, let there be a salutation. You are twisted in your damnable mind if you can understand that. You walk into the presence of brothers, salute them. Shalom, Brother Nicholas. Shalom, Brother Chris. Shalom, Brother Charles. You walk into the presence of Sister Wendy, shalom. Shalom, Sister Teresa. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. If you're twisted and juvenile in your mind, you don't know how to do it. Well, how can I learn? I'm going to teach you tonight. Well, you didn't speak to me. You ignorant jackass. You enter into a place, you speak. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You rise in the morning, your husband is up, speak. This lazy ass, and I use that because the ass knows its master crib. Do you understand? Every wife should be up when their husband leaves. I don't care what you say, wives. I don't care what your condition is. You should be up and see the man off and block him. I don't care what your damnable emotional stage is. I don't care what your emotional handicap, your juvenileness is. You should see the man off and say, block him. Because who's to say the man shall return? Brother Lindsay left out that morning. He never returned home. And she could have rose up and kissed his neck and washed his feet. If she had to do it over, that is what she should have done. So when you put into practice those principles that will produce an enrichment in your homes are damnable because they're foolish as hell. I don't take nothing back. Who am I offended? I don't care who I offend. When you offend Yah, when you have the spirit of Nabal, when you resist the Ruah of Yah, the Ruah of Yah will bring a salutation, it will bring a barak unto you. You don't resist that. Someone barak you, someone shalom you, bring that salutation, they're concerned. You respond properly. I don't care how you feel. You respond properly. The first thing I would say, Toda brother, Toda sister, I feel like a nut. You see, I say that, I'm not ashamed to say that. When I feel nutty, there's strength in that. Because Yah, when I realize my failure and my weakness, then He will give me strength to overcome. So I will say, I'm nutty, Sister Robert. And immediately when I say that, not at that point, not much of the time, there's a revitalization of my inward parts. What's wrong? Nothing. Lies. I'm just simply nutty this morning. I'm a fruitcake. Hallelujah. We're disingenuous people. We're not honest. We're not honest. So he tells us, he commands the Hebrew Israelites. He said, salute them, barak them, all them, not some now. Barak them. Not Deacon Hoar, Deacon Hanukkah, brother this, brother, sister mother. He says, salute them, brought them, honor them, strengthen them, that their character may be strengthened, that they may display the qualities and the essentials of Yah. And so when brought you, they're trying to honor you so that you may display the character of Yah. Don't be a fool like Nabal. That's what that we sent the messengers for. To say, look, man, that we sends a salutation. He brought you. Just like he said, Daddy, I like that when you call me son. Hallelujah.
He's a little thing, but he talks. I like the way he talks. I like to talk with the lad. I really do. When he comes to pray with me, when I want to see him cry, and the lad genuinely cries. I didn't realize what it was. That's what it is, sister. When I began to sing certain songs, he'll look at me, the tears just began to flow. I said, "What's wrong, son?" He, "I don't know." He cries like that. That is the truth. And then it dawned on me. I remember one day he was crying. He came back to his parents. I said, "Tell brother, don't spank him now. He's all right. I can sing a melody if it's something that's sofa." It began to move on the lad. Laugh. I said, "You're my Aharon. He is my Levite." And the tears flow out of that boy's eyes. He fell and he literally just began to cry. When I sing a fast song, "Oh Yahweh Barak us, we're in the buy-in of Yahweh, sing and dance." Nah, that doesn't. When I began to sing something that is soft, hallelujah. "Touch me, Yahweh. Touch me in my left." Now that brings tears from him. It truly does. It brings tears from the lad. So he says to his avat, "Salute me. I will salute you, avat." Don't stop saluting the lad. Call him son. Son. That's a salutation of honor. He knows where his birthright is. He knows the strength of his heritage. That is what the salutation is. Hallelujah. Even when you salute the wicked, sometimes they will wonder, "Why did he speak to me?" Not only do we salute the righteous, but we salute the wicked as well. How many of you on a job, you don't salute one on your job? You must salute them. I don't care what your emotional handicap is, you must salute those that you come in contact. You come to work, you salute them. I don't care if your husband has raised hell all night. The wife has said she's going to leave you. The daughters, the sons are all bewildered. There must be salutation. And even in that salutation, it brings about refreshing, doesn't it? It almost began to change things. Shalom, my friend. Good morning is what the world says. Even when one calls you on the telephone, the first thing you tell them, "Hell. Hello." I don't even like that expression when I talk to someone. They call me, "Yes. Yes." Never hello. Hell. But this, and that is, it's not the proper salutation. The salutation for the people of Yah is simply shalom. Yah barak ye. Yeah, you have the power to barak your brother and sister. I honor you. I bless you. I bow before you. I really do. That's what, that is what when barak one is. And so Yah says, as Shaul says, he says, those that have spiritual understanding and they have the power to speak unto you the truth of Yah, then you salute them. That's what you do. It's one thing I will say about Sister Horn, Jennifer. All the years she's been here, don't get jealous, husband, man, daddy. All the years she's been here, there has never been a time, whether you all have gone on a trip or something, she has always saluted the man of Yah. She will always bring me something back. I don't care what it is. The last time you all went out, I've eaten the candy. Can I tell you this? I still have not read the card. Because it does something to me. The bag I still have because it's a beautiful bag. This brother Deacon and his wife gave me because I still haven't read that at all. But there's a salutation, there's an honor there. And you salute them, or there must be a salutation, a barak them, that speak unto you the spiritual life and the power of Torah. Elderly sisters speak unto you the power of Torah. They teach you disciplines, you salute them. But this damnable, wicked Jezebel world, you salute a wicked daughter, a wicked son. If they call you, "How are you doing?" That's a salutation. That's what it is. So when a Kirushim of Yah says, "Shalom," you respond, "Shalom and Tota, that one speak peace unto me, the peace of Yah." Hallelujah. That ought to brighten even the fool's day up. But see, even they ball, it did not brighten his day up. He resisted the salutation of Yah. You're not normal when you cannot receive salutation. Hallelujah. I'm pressing on whether you like it or not. Scripture says in Matthew 5:4, Hamashiach says this. Matthew 5:47. I'm going to move expeditiously because I want to finish this. He says, and if you barak your brother only, or you salute your brother only, what do you more than the others? The wicked do that. He said, do not even the publicans or those that are sinners salute one another? Do not even police officers, when they see each other, they salute each other? They do that, don't they? Do not those that are of kinsman relationship, when they see each other, do they not salute each other? They do that, don't they? And we have no problem doing that with those that we think we're familiar with. He said, if you cannot salute those that you're not familiar with, you are not in company with them. He said, the world does that. So if you just salute the brothers and sisters, then that the world does that with saluting one another. So you salute this brother, you salute him, you salute this sister, and those in the world, you salute them as well. Something is wrong when you salute the world. There ought to be a salutation out of the mouths of the people of Yah. Now, why would Hamashiach, if this is valuable, would he have spoken on it? If he had no value, would he have not spoken on it? You think that the salutations of Yah are not important? Sure they are. They're very valuable. And Yah raises up a little child to speak unto his daddy, and he raises up a man wise enough to speak that to me, because he understood the significance of it. The salutation, or the barak of the avat unto his son, that he may enrich his life, cause his life to be filled with the riches of the obedience unto Yah, as the father, the avat is, the son shall pursue in the same manner. And lad taught you something. You don't realize the strength of that which you said, but you've imparted into him. It is of great virtue. And I certainly would not stop that. Son. Precious son. The son of my bosom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He always salutes me. He comes and he kisses me on both cheeks. Here and here. That's all right. What does scripture teach? That sure does. You husbands and wives, in the morning, your wives ought to be up to salute your husbands. Kiss them on their cheek before they leave. Something is wrong with you, sisters and brothers. You don't have that kind of ruah. You are twisted in your damn mind. That's not even life. That's not even spiritual. That's not even love. No salutation. You're twisted as hell. You ought to look forward for your man to come home in the evening. That there may be a salutation for him. If it is nothing but a cold pail of water to wash his feet. I know you think that that's obsolete, but it's not. It refreshes a man. Your cold spirit can never refresh a man. And if you're cold, you can never salute your man. Man, if you're cold, you can never salute your woman. I don't care if you all don't appreciate me. It makes no difference at all. These are weak links in the chain. It causes a destruction of the Yah. You think that they are important, but they are. Hamashiach deals with this. You go somewhere, you bring the salutation. Did he tell us to curse those that do evil against us? He told us to block them. You still bless them. Hallelujah. Why? Because doing that, you shall heap coals of fire upon their heads. That's why you do it. Yah tells you to salute them. You know, it's amazing, because this man that gave us hell, he would not move his truck. Told Brother Patrick, why don't you all stand up against him for what? They stand for me because I stand for him. They follow me as I follow Hamashiach. If I'm not following him, you run for your life. Hallelujah. And as long as I follow him, you will know I follow him. Why? Because the words that I preach, even on a message like salutation, it will cut to the depth of your damnable wicked heart. I get this call in the morning, Pastor Roberts, can I see you for a moment? What is it? Are you up? Yes, I'm up, man. Can you help me out? I said to Deacon Betty, I helped him out to get rid of him. You all understand that? I know what I'm doing. I know exactly what I'm doing. And he came down here. That's why I believe one of the days he came right at prayer time. And he said to me, can you help me? Now, this man has done us evil.
But I am not the tail, I'm the head. He hath to come to me. I don't need to go to him for nothing. He approves himself. Hallelujah. Do you gloat in that? No, I just know it's the hand of Almighty. Yeah. Did I greet the man? Sure I did. Salutation, how are you doing? How you feel today? Hallelujah. I saluted him. And we need to learn how to salute one another. Why do you need to learn how to salute your husband? As Sarah, she called Abraham, she called him Baal, the master, the controller of my life, the strength of my character. Many wives said they raised hell with their husbands. I was at the meeting. There's a young man. He was a private detective. He came to the meeting. And he said to me, Pastor Roberts, one day I went upstairs because his wife rails against him. He said, I went upstairs 4 a.m. in the morning. She's up listening to a message you preach. And you preached on husbands and wives' responsibility. He said, you were bearing down on the husband and you were bearing down on the wife. And she was sitting there quietly listening to the message. And he said, when I went upstairs, she turned it off because she did not want me to hear that she was listening to the message. But the woman listens to me all the time. She didn't want that. He said, I find shalom in my home with me not talking to her and she not talking to me. Well, when he said that to me, you all know how I responded, don't you? All right then. You know how I responded. You think he fought against me? He did not. He looked at me and smiled and said, ah, Pastor Roberts, I should have known to expect that out of you. Because we will deal with the issue of sin. That must be a salutation. You don't stand back of people to salute them. You walk in salutation. How are you? What weight is that? Shalom, brother. Yabarak, you sister. You don't stand back and wait. Well, why not you approach and want to greet them, salute them? That boy did not wait for his daddy to come back and say to him, my son. He approached daddy and said, salute me, Avant. Salute me. Enrich me, empower me. Let the life of that heritage flow in me. You all don't understand what happened because we are foolish. We are an ignorant people. We don't like to learn. And we're not willing to learn. And the reason we're not willing is because we don't know how to humble ourselves. When one learns how to do that, Yah will always exalt them. I want to show you a prime example of the power of a salutation. It says in Luke 1:39. Turn quickly. Luke 1:39, it says, and when Miriam arose in those days, and she went into the hill country with haste, and into the city of Yehuda, Miriam. And she entered, Lucas 1:40, she entered into the bed of Zacharias, and she saluted Elizabeth. She brought Elizabeth. When one has the true Ruah of the power of Yah in them, when one salutes them, it causes the life of that to rise and to leap to know that their heritage is sealed. She saluted her. Is that what it says? She barakked her. She did not say, I salute you. She said, Yah barak you. Shalom unto you. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Miriam, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with hot kodash, ruah. You come with a hellish spirit, and one that has the ruah of Yah when they speak a salutation, if you're a true seed of Israel, it will cause the life of Hamashiach to rise in one. And she was filled with the ruah of Yah. Why would Yah put this in scripture that her salutation was valuable? Was it not important? You can't sit around here like a bunch of dead, bone, wicked ones. You salute one another in the Ruah of Hamashiach. She saluted Elizabeth. She didn't wait for Elizabeth. She entered into the place where she was and she saluted them. Barak this house, shalom, shalom, Elizabeth. She did not eat. That's what it means in the Arabic expression. He held or he eats. Eat. Wife says to the husband, morning, come on, man.
I will, son. I'm going to bust the whole house down. The husband gets up. He doesn't even speak to her because she hasn't responded in so long. He doesn't even know how to salute her. If that is not the most callous, corrupt thing upon the face of the earth, there is nothing more wicked. Nothing. I can look at you and tell you just the ones that don't salute one another. Hallelujah. Were you trying to identify me? I have, Jezebel, hypocrite, foolish man. I don't care if it's Deacon Petty or Elder Martin. I don't care who it is. Did you say, go ahead, Brother Rainey, back there? Go ahead, I will. So the vital and the significance of that salutation, it was important. Man gets up in the morning, he doesn't feel like going to work. I don't know any man that feels like going to work every day. I don't know any woman that works out that feels like going. But it's something when there's a salutation. And even when they get on their jobs, they salute one another, don't they? It kind of get the fire churning. That's what it does. A salutation, it began to exploit the riches of one. That's why we have to salute each other. That's why a husband ought to salute his wife. Even if you don't feel like it, man. If you began to say that, you began to say shalom. Shalom. How are you this morning? Shalom. What man doesn't want to do that? You twist it. I want to say shalom to my wife. I want to grab and kiss her. Something twisted if you don't want to do that, man. Come on, woman. You ought to want to kiss your husband, man. Hallelujah. You ought to want to do that. Come on, sister wife. You kiss the sisters, don't want to kiss me? Told her, my brother. You hypocrite. You find it a great pleasure to hug Quila and don't want to hug me? Twisted in your mind, woman. Sure she is. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give Brother Dale an embrace like I give him. And I want to give it to my wife. Something is wrong. Hallelujah. Hey, the way some of you brothers hug me. Come on, Brother Dolphus. He breaks your wrists. And there's no salutation in his home. Come on, something is wrong. Hallelujah. I'm going to cause the house to burn tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. I don't mind either. You're full of hell. You're the spirit of Nabal. You're the spirit of Nabal. You're a fool. If you cannot receive the messenger of Yah, you are a fool. You cannot hear the messenger of Yah, the one that brings the message of Yah. And the message of Yah is shalom. Shalom. Yabarakim. Hallelujah. The blessings of Yah fill you. The honor of Yah fall upon you. Yah bows before you. Hallelujah. I don't have to wait for Brother Dale to see me. Hallelujah. He may come in the dining hall late, but when he may look up then, the scripture tells you, salute all them that are your spiritual leaders. The man may walk in the dining hall, he may look up there, we know how to speak, we know how to salute each other without saying a word. He may go like that. I may go like this. He understands that. Deacon Hall may sit there and I may salute him there. He knows I may go. He understand that. Just look. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May have to correct him or reprove him. And a salutation is beautiful, isn't it? It's a beautiful thing. He has to straighten his wife out in the evening, one evening. In the morning he gets up. The sure thing that there is no hardness in him, he salutes her. Shalom, wife. Yabarakim. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when she saluted her, when she saluted her, the salutation, even little Yokahanda emerged. He leaped. Hallelujah. And she was filled with the power of Yah. So when you speak salutation, he leaps. Speak unto me. Salutation. Brok me up, my avat brok me. Scripture says in Ashlishiam, Acts 8:22. It's one book in the scripture. I want all y'all to read this. Then don't be like hypocrites. I want you to read Romeya, the whole 16th chapter. And every verse in Romans 16 is a salutation. He brought all of his brethren, all of his sisters, the whole 16th chapter. Look at it. It says here in Acts 18:22. Hallelujah. And Shaul, when he had landed in Caesarea and gone up, look at what it says. He saluted, he brought the congregation, and he went down to Antioch. Now, if you tell me that the value of the salutation of one baraking, of one saying barak you, or one saying shalom, you tell me that's of not grave implication. It is. When he went up to Caesarea, he baraked the gathering of the Israelite brothers and sisters. And because he saluted them, I can sense the growth of that hope in them, how it blossomed to the inward parts. It did. It's almost like hearing a mother or a father, an Aima or an Avata, hearing from a long lost son they had not heard from. That's why the prodigal son, when he came back to his Avata, he said, kill the fattest cow. And they had a meal for him. He had no heritage. That's all he was going to get was the cow. The other son came and he didn't go and salute the boy. Because he said, it's been a riotous, drunken dog, and you killed the fattest cow for him. He said, you have never given a goat or anything for my friends and me. And he said to him, son, that's all right. Call me son. He saluted him, son, all that I have, not son, all that I have, it belongs to you. He got nothing. We killed the fattest cow for him. And that's it. He has no heritage at all. No whatsoever. But even the salutation brings about a tremendous joy, doesn't it? And that is what the salutation of Yah is for. That's why the enemy has impeded you to do that. You're emotional. This is such a juvenile, twisted generation. It is so immature, it's pathetic. It is a juvenile. The adults are childish as hell. They're not even adults. Some of you that are married, you're not even wife material. When a man finds a wife, he finds a blessed thing, and he has favor of Yah. You will know when a man has favor of Yah. He has character. He has strength. He has maturated into a man of character and strength, and you can see it from a mile off. And even the world will see that. They will watch. They will marvel. I know what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. I was in the store the day. I didn't even notice. The woman, she was standing there. I didn't see the woman. I'm looking at this thing. And the woman, she has stopped everything she's doing, just watching me. And then I look up, and she didn't know how to turn because I caught the woman in the act like it. It was not a sexual thing. But when Yah maturates a man and matures one, when his character and strength is on one, they don't know what they're looking at. They don't understand that, but they marvel at it. So when a man finds a wife, he finds a tough thing. He finds an excellent thing, and he has favor of Yah. Why? Because he has the virtuous thing. She will cause him no evil, no trouble all the days of her life. She will bring the children up in the fear and the admonition of Yah. She will produce a strength in the sons and the daughters. And the Torah of the Avot, when he comes home, he will strengthen that. That's why Yah says, man, give not your strength to a woman. What is the strength? When a man will not satisfy the Torah, when the Torah of Yah doesn't satisfy him in his love, he has allowed the woman to say, well, don't do that. Well, I don't see why we can't, or why we can't do this. So what's the reason behind that? He has given his strength unto a woman. For she removed him away from the obedience of the Torah. He is not even worth a pot of piss. And I say it that way. Any wife, that's why the virtuous wife, she is the strength. She is the strength of the bosom of the identity of the man. And when they see them in the marketplace, they say, man, what a wife you got. Ma, boy, I know you're blessed. They barak him. They honor him. Hallelujah. This doesn't make many friends, does it? That's all right. I said to one, I don't have many friends. One wrote me and said, Pastor Roberts, the way you preach, you're not going to have many friends. But that's all right. Don't alter nothing at all. Don't change anything. Keep preaching that. Salute them. Salute those that are spiritual men. that judge. You will know he's spiritual because he judge. Shaul said, I hear things about you and I hardly believe it. I hear them. He said, I believe it. When I come, I will reprove it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 16:21. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. I want to read a few verses. 16:21-23. He says in Romans 16:21, Timothy, my fellow, my work fellow or my fellow worker, he said, Lucius and Yoson and Sosipater, my kinsmen, salute you. The brethren, the Israelite brothers of Romea. Look at this, say, we salute you, we barak you all. I, Tertius, that is just simply Shaul, who wrote this epistle, look how he salute them. He says, I salute you in what? In Yahweh. I barak you with the blessings of Yah. That's what he said. I salute you in Yahweh. He says, Gaius, my host, and the whole congregation salute you. Erastus, the chamberlain of the city, salute you. And Quartus, a brother. They all saluted. They all brought them. They all salutation. Something is wrong. If there is no salutation among us. You see a sister, you salute her. You see a brother, you salute her. You see a kiddushim of Yah, you salute them. Get quiet. That's all right. That's all right. I'm going to press on. Because I know why the people of Yah are weak and sickly. And they're dead. They have no life in them. They have not the Ruah of Yah in them. They don't have that. It's sad. When your home is full of the blessings of the Esha of Yah, and the Esha means his happiness, you're going to see that. That's why I'm a happy man. I'm full of strength too. And you see it in me. You boast in, no, I make my boast in him. I make my boast in him. I can do nothing of myself. You are a jackass of a fool to sit here and listen. If you can't sense the strength of Yah in this man. And you boast and no, I make my boast, I make my rejoicing in Yahshua. For great is he that is in me, the strength of his virtue. It is no character of me, but it's his character. Hallelujah. You're just amazing because scripture says in the book of Melech that there was a man by the name of Kish. The Avat of Shaul. And scripture says he was a mighty man. He was a mighty man of valor. There was one by the name of Gideon. The scripture says he was mighty. And he was a powerful man. And so Yah still, he still has ordained mighty men today. Whether you buy it or not. There are men that are mighty. They have the strength of Yah. They walk in the virtue of Yah. And they will not capitulate. You think these things are not important? You're fools. Because here you pass a wayfaring man on the way and you salute him, Yabrakil. Abrakil, I bless you in Yahweh by the power of Yahshua. Then his whole life is changed. The whole life is, there's a revolutionizing effect that takes place in his life. And that is what the Barak of Yah does, the blessing of Yah, the Shalom. It changes us, our attitude, our disposition. What kind of crazy dad and mama get up and would not speak to their children? That's a twisted, damned up mindset. What kind of daddy gets up? What kind of avad gets up and not speak to his children? Does Yah speak to us every morning? Sure he does. He wakes you up. Even the wicked man he speaks to. He said, get up, man. Whom? He knows it's not of his own strength. He gets up. He rises. He causes his rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Sure he does. And so he barks the wicked man. He wakes him up, gives him breath, and gives him life. This breath comes from Yah and life. Something gets twisted. We are brothers and sisters, right? We cannot barak or salute one another. No, I'm not going to salute her. I salute him. I salute her. That's saluting her. Hallelujah. I don't have anything to say to her. You dissing my wife? No, I honor you. I was in the meeting at Atlanta. That was a group came from Wilmington, North Carolina. That's where they came from, Myrtle Beach. And so when I walked in the place, I saluted all the men. I didn't salute the wives, I saluted the men. Because if I salute the wives, I saluted the wives. If I salute the head, I saluted them. Well, you honor the head, you honor the body as well. If I salute this man, I honor him. That's she is a partaker, the honor. Something is wrong in you if you don't know how to salute one another. That's not normal. That is the spirit of Nabal. And he was a fool. She said, Abigail, when she went and interceded for this fool, she said unto David, you know my husband's name is Nabal. It means a fool. He's a fool of a man. She saluted David. She knew that Yah has given the kingdom into his hand. You are ignorant people. We are dumb. We are blind. We can't see the heart of Yah. We don't know the movement of Yah. You're just a religious prostitute. Everything that Yah speaks to us ought to cut. And we're not pacified of you. I won't have you. I will not pacify you. Hallelujah. I will not. Period. I will not. This is cutting here. It's cutting you. The cutting edge stuff. Hallelujah. A salutation from Shaul unto the brethren, the sisters of Corinthia. 1 Corinthians 16:19. It's amazing that Sister Michael, our brother Michael, they sent a wonderful offering today. But it's amazing because she sent pictures. I intended to show Sister Robert. She has these little pictures on the letter. I'm telling you the honest truth. It is always a salutation, not only to Pastor Robert, Sister Roberts, but the congregation, the family of Yah in Jefferson. Also, Brother Paul Nissan, always a salutation. Greet them. Pastor Adji over there in Kenya, greet them. Greet the brethren. Greet the sisters. A salutation. It ought to be like that. He said, I brought them. I bless the fellowship there in victory. Shaul says in 1 Corinthians 16:19, the congregation of Asia, not just the congregation salute you. Look at this. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in Yahweh with the assembly that is in their house. Some of the brethren, all of the brothers, salute, they greet, they barak you. Greet you one another, how? With a cortege kiss. He means what he says. You understand, that is how the wife ought to greet her husband in the morning. She ought to greet the children that way. Husband, man, you ought to greet your son and your daughter that way. With a kadosh, you greet them, you barak them. The entire congregation. Well, there's a congregation there in Jefferson. Send the greetings. Shaul said, we all greet you. Those that are in Asia. The Israelite assemblies here, they greet you. And Priscilla and Aquila, the gathering in their home, they heard of your difficulties and your trials, but they barak you all. They greet you. They know what you're going through because of where you are, but they all send greetings. They barak you. They send the shalom of Yah as much as they can deliver unto you in Yah. They send that unto you. As much as they have of the shalom of Yah, they grant that unto you. Give that to me. Salute me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.